Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What up, what up, everybody? I'm Big Waz.
And I'm Nando Vila.
And we are the Woke Bros. Each week, we bring you guys lefty news from a lefty perspective, man. What does that mean? That means news from the perspective of working people like you and I.
Yeah, do you think the Republicans suck? And do you think that the Democrats also suck? Well, you're going to like our show because we think they both suck.
Absolutely. So if you want the news, all Skrilla, no filler, each and every Thursday, please subscribe, rate, review wherever you get podcasts, because the Woke Bros has their own individual podcast feed. Make sure you look up the Woke Bros, subscribe to us, rate us, review us, give us 5 stars, and say that we're the greatest of all time. See you guys soon.
Yo, yo, back again. Well, man, y'all know what it is, man. You know the voice, you know the headline. It's Mari, another episode of the Rap Names Podcast. Look, man, if you're not following Bomb on socials, go ahead and do that right now, at BOMM Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram. Come fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Jerv, what up, man?
What's good, fam? You know we out here.
Ain't nothing. I see you with the jersey on and shit, man. You about to rant again? You good? You straight?
Ain't no need to rant, bro. I said what I had to say, dog. niggas know what it is, dog. We not fucking around with these people anymore.
Hey, I liked it, man. Hey, they was fucking with that rant too, man. I think we got to do that shit more often, dog. But We got a fucking special guest, man. You know when I say we got a special guest, it's always somebody ill every single time, man. Look, I'm gonna let him introduce himself. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit gonna be crazy. So what's going on with you, my guy?
Hey, what's up, man? It's a Cartoon Beats producer out of everywhere, pretty much. I'm based out of Long Island right now.
Okay.
I was born in Harlem. I lived in Pennsylvania, lived in Florida, so I bounced around a little bit. But I've been on the island for like the last 5 or 6 years. Just trying to make stuff shake with this music. So.
You see, are you doing your thing? You say you trying to make something shake, man. You're being modest and all that, man. You doing your fucking thing, bro. we start the episode off every week with our current music rotation. Being that you the guest this week and all that, what you listening to right now, or if you're not really listening to nothing too much crazy, you could talk about what you're working on or whatever. You know, what you got going on.
Realistically, I listen to everything. As a producer, music is like homework for me. So, gotcha. You know, I don't lock myself into just listening to, one genre. Like, I don't listen just to like the lyrical stuff. I listen to, you know, as they call it now these days, you know, mumble rap.
Yeah.
I listen to everything. It helps me to be more diverse as a producer. So, I mean, every Friday when music drops, that's like I said, I treat it like homework. I check every project. I skim through. I listen. Obviously, like the artists that I'm like, I would say like bigger fans of, I really take my time and give it like multiple listens, like the J. Cole's and, you know, like the Lloyd Banks and things like that, which we're going to speak about like later. Yeah. I listen to a heavy dose of everything.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's an interesting perspective. Like, I guess I didn't look at it like that. Like you said, like homework, like you're listening to it because it's like, okay, yeah, I want to hear the music, but at the same time, I need to listen for certain things to be like on the lookout for certain shit. Like, okay, yeah, cool. I need to be doing this type of thing. Jerv, I'm going to just go out on a limb here, Jerv, and I'm going to just guess that you're listening to something from the 2000s. Nothing past 2006. Am I right?
You would actually be wrong today, sir.
Oh, shit.
I decided to give Culture 3
a spin. Oh, wait. Nah, hold on. Wait a fucking... Nah, hold on.
This is Culture 3, Culture Talk 3. My bad. Culture Talk 3.
It's Culture 3. Fuck. Nah, Culture hold 3. On, man. Fuck whatever. No. You mean to tell me not only am I wrong about the year, you listen to the Migos album? I listen to it. Now, I listen to it. Y'all know I listen to, you know, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. So I mean, fuck me up with that one.
I mean, the one thing that's common with me, bro, is like, I'm not saying I'm the biggest Migos fan by any stretch of the imagination, right? I'm not.
Just to clear that up.
Just to clear it up. But, you know, I kind of like you just said, bro, like, you know, like I respect, like them young boys got a hustle, right?
They do.
And they still young boys to me.
Mm-hmm.
They got a movement, and you know, I respect when they stuff come out for what it is, right? It ain't something that I'm supposed to. I'm not trying to say cats don't be bodying songs from time to time.
Yeah,
Offset don't, you know what I mean? He don't kill something from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm not straight going to that because I'm like, yo, I want to hear like the illest 16 I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to that because like I know the beast is gonna roll.
Yeah, they're gonna set the tone. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know they're gonna have something catchy. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, yep. Like so they legit caught me. You know, I saw everybody talking about it, which I knew it was gonna happen. And I just, you know what I mean? I mean, one thing about them, yo, they going to give you a hit. You know what I'm saying? They going to give you a smash. I don't really listen to the radio like that. Like, I just can't do the radio. I feel like I get tired of songs fast because of the radio.
Same.
But I know one thing's for sure. Them motherfuckers is going to have 3 or 4 songs.
Boy.
The entire summer.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking destroy, you know what I mean? So
it's going to be everywhere too. You're going to hear it regardless.
Like, yo, like if I'm going to go to a cookout, I'm going to go to a cookout on the weekend, no matter when this drops, I'm going to a cookout on that weekend because I'm outside, right? Migos is going to be playing.
You absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to at least hear the shit so I cannot be the dude sitting there and be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like, but no, honestly, it's a solid album. Like it's a solid project. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see, you know, next time at the gym, I could definitely see myself, you know, throwing that shit on and, you know what I mean, getting through my workout because, you know, that's what it's for.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. I was listening to that actually this morning. That's why it kind of caught me off guard because I'm like, damn, he just said to Migos, you know, obviously I had to tap in. You know, Drake is on it. Shout out to Wise, man, you know what I'm saying? Listen, Drake smoked that shit, man. Having Our Way, oh, my God. Straightening, I already love Straightening anyway. Like, when I heard Straightening, it kind of...
That's the joint they did when they came down to with Mayweather, right? Then they just come down with Mayweather at the fight?
I think, I want to say they did. I didn't...
Yeah, okay.
I guess it had to be because that's the most...
No, I'm tripping. I showed my age. That was Moneybag. Moneybag Yoda came down with them, right? They did the pre-fight, John. Like they did their own shit, and then what you call came down with Mayweather actually
going out to the ring. Yeah, yeah.
Because I know somebody's gonna be like, well, actually,
Well,
actually, no, they didn't come down the ring with me. So let me just clarify, I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. That's all good. Now that album's good. Like you said, it's solid. A couple of my homies hit me up about that, you know, because I'm heavy tapped into Banks. Obviously, like, come on now, I'm listening to Banks. I'm listening to Larry June, the Orange Print album. Solid album, is very solid. I like it. The joint with Dej Loaf is probably my favorite joint on there. It's called Say Less, and he has a joint called.
I listen to that too. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that shit is fire. He got a joint on there called Wait on Me, and it's like the melodies that got me. You know what I mean? Like it's that shit is just crazy. Like it's been stuck in my head since I played it. So good job, Larry. Yeah, Migos, Banks, Larry June. Listening to her drop the joint called We Made It. Oh, my God. Like, y'all know I'm in love with her anyway, so that ain't about nothing. But, yeah, other than that, man, you know, just that's pretty much been my rotation, man. But I want to, you know, since we on the subject of, you know, talking about that music, talking about rap and, you know, shit like that, I want to ask y'all this. Jervis, I'll start with you. Who was the first rapper that you looked at growing up and you thought was cool? Like, not even necessarily like, oh, I want to be whatever, but you thought like, this he got it. He cool.
I know all the listeners will probably think my answer would be Hov, you know what I'm saying? Because, but it's not, right? Like the first rapper that I thought was cool. I'm a little older. I'm a little older. So I'm like, for me, I believe it was probably like Heavy D. Or Chubb Rock on some real shit. Okay. You know what I mean? I you know, I've always been a gentleman that rocks an extra large. And, you know what I mean? Like, so to see Heavy D, you know what I'm saying? Heavy D out here crushing them, getting like bad, having, you know what I'm saying? Like living. And, you know what I'm saying? With Chubb Rock, like, you know what I'm saying? Like them dudes was cool to me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't the boys that had their shirts off, you know what I mean, with 24 pack. You know what I'm saying? They looked like me. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cool to me, bro. Like, I was like, damn, I can get girls too. Like, look at them.
That's an ill bio to have too, man. Nigga said, I've always been a gentleman to wear extra large. That's
always been a gentleman to wear extra large, brother.
So you got a chip. Nah, no, that's a good one. What's the one joint you had? Big Daddy? Oh, that song is so fire, dog. Like, the hook. The beat, he on there talking his shit. He like, look,
they had bars too, dog. Like, I mean, but that was different. That was different. You know what I mean? It's a different.
This
era,
style, like, was something crazy too. Like Heavy D, just his flow and everything, his presence. It was something ill because it's like
genius. He was a genius, dude.
No, he was
genius.
He was. All right. What about you, my G? I'm trying to think. Like, what? In my head, I'm a guess. And when you answer this, I'm gonna see if I was right.
Well, let's do this, cause you know, forgive my ignorance. How what's your age range? So I want to guess.
Oh, me? I'll just tell you, I'm 32.
32. Okay. Yeah. 32. Mari, what are you?
I'm 33. So we 33, right there.
So y'all same, John.
I'm gonna. That's why I said I'm a guess. I want to guess and see.
32. Cool. I mean, it. Could it be like Hov is just the easy fucking answer, like a Nas or somebody like that?
I was gonna say Nas.
You know what's crazy? I almost said Method Man, kinda. I wanted to say Meth.
Yeah, him too.
I almost said that, but Nas, that makes sense. That make perfect sense.
You know what I hate? After a long day of work, dealing with people, being stressed, gotta figure out what to eat that night. I don't feel like cooking, But I don't want to eat something that's bad for me, like junk food. I want something healthy. I want to eat something that tastes good, and I don't want to work too hard or pay too much to do it. Well, guess what? What you really want, if you're like me, is Freshly. That's right. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially right now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. All you got to do is visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. I love the chicken pesto bowl! Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. Now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. Stop searching the internet for healthy food near me every night and start living life Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. With new meals added each week, Freshly brings the convenience of chef-made, nutritionist-designed classics right to your kitchen. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/BOM. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. That's freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. Do yourself a favor. Get Freshly.
For me, it was Nas, because he was like, he had his own way about being like flashy. He was always kind of like low key, but everybody knew who he was. He was still like deadly on the mic. And, you know, he was, as they say, you know, he would like, he would kick knowledge too, but you know, he was like, he was a rapper. Like, he wasn't any less of a rapper because of what some of his content was.
Yeah.
So I always liked his, I always liked his style, like confident, like low key and humble, but he was still that guy.
Yeah.
And obviously I listened to Jay-Z just as much, but you know, I felt like, I guess I related a little bit more to Nas on like on the low key side.
Yeah, that sounded about right. Nas always was a little cooler than Hov, like style wise. You know what I mean? Maybe the music was like Jay-Z had it on that level as far as like mainstream shit and he listened to, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so I agree with that. For me, I would say it was Big, and it was Big because like I looked up to my older brother, you know, my older cousins and stuff like that. And every time his music would be on, they would be impressed. So for me, I was looking at him like, damn, like he must be, you know what I mean? Like, and then I'm listening to the music, the shit that's coming on the radio. I'm seeing the videos and he rocking these shirts and the glasses and driving the car. Like it looked cool. Like the look of it was just like, yeah, this looks like what's supposed to be going on. You know what I'm saying? So probably Big. Nas is a great choice. I mean, all of them is great choices because that's what being a rapper, like, you know, is supposed to be about. If people don't ever look at you like, man, I need to do some shit like that, or I want to wear that, then it's kind of like a, you know, even like the early 2000s, you got Fab, you got like, you know, niggas was dressing like G-Unit, State Property, Rock Flight. At some point, niggas was doing, you know what I'm saying, all those type of waves that came, you know, especially Fab with the throwbacks and shit.
When niggas had the fucking... When niggas was rocking,
you know what you're about
to
say?
The G Unit, the 50 Cent, the tank top, John Don.
That was never, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that was one thing that I was listening to the music and I was fucking with everything. But when them shit, I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going.
Yeah, I ain't gonna stop there. Maybe a headband, but.
No, absolutely, yeah. A headband, for sure, a headband. Maybe a T that was like, that I probably still couldn't fit today. Maybe.
Facts.
But yeah, I wasn't doing no. You know, the what Cam called them, the Brazier tops.
Y'all
couldn't hear. Brazier tops.
Oh, man.
I couldn't do those, man.
You just made me think of made me think of that quick beef that they, him at the Fifth and Cam had. And when Fifth did the motherfucking video, my G, at his crib, and like had the niggas doing like the fucking the shit on the ATVs, and I, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fan of both. I was a fan of both, right? And he hit nigga, he hit Cam with the, yo, what's the last Cameron joint you liked anyway? Like that shit, bro. I don't know how that just popped in my mind, but that was
a good time. That was a good time right there, because I remember like I was at the library or some shit doing something, and I hopped on I don't know if it was hip hop game or hip hop, but they had like all the top shit, you know, the top of the page, and I clicked on the video. They had a phone conversation, and like that's where like the beef started, where it was like, yo, put 50 on the phone, and they talking and all that shit. So
I think I first saw that joint on Nah Right, bro. Yeah. Like real talk. You know what I'm saying? Before everybody knew to go to YouTube for everything, Nah Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know too much. I don't know if Nah Right had a falling out with the peoples or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not here supporting or nothing. I'm just saying
that
was where I saw most of my shit set.
Absolutely.
And then, like, I remember I used to go to them joints daily, because like, you know what I mean? Like that was our Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That was our Twitter feed back then.
What was the other joint too? All Hip Hop?
All Hip Hop.
All Hip Hop was fire. It was another one. Hip Hop DX. It was a lot of shit around that was just like I would go check in the morning. Like you said, it was my Twitter. When I get up in the morning, I'm checking.
This is the post Napster days.
Oh man, yeah. That's tough. But yeah, man, you know, that was a good era, it was a good time. But you know, I want to get to this part, because I was excited. So I'm gonna tell you how this came about, right? How this interview came about. Matter of fact, let me pull the tweet up. I don't want to mispronounce. You know what I'm saying? Mispronounce one minute. But we had a tweet from, you know, one of the listeners, one of the supporters, and he was like, "Yo, you need to get Cartoon Beast on Rap Names." And immediately when I saw it, I was like, hell yeah, like I'm with it. But you know, I'm thinking it's probably like a long, I mean, you know how it is, like, you know, people see their name and stuff and they like, yeah, all right, whatever, like they might skip over it. But immediately, like, he was very like receptive to it. All right, so here it is right here. His at is Carlos Munoz. You got like zeros in there instead of the O's and all that. Shout out to him though. So I need to get Bomb Podcast, need to get Cartoon Beast on Rap Names. He put some heat on that Banks album, you know, and we said we'd love to make it happen, and we made it happen, man. So first of all, I want to say thank you for being, you know, open to joining us. Appreciate on this, it. Had this conversation
absolutely,
with us.
Absolutely, man. So, thank y'all for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It was super quick, super, you know what I mean? He ain't do the Hollywood shit on us like, hey, bro, I just produced some shit on Banks album. Hit my secretary. We'll let you know next week. Holler at us later. None of that. Cool dude. So I want to talk about when you actually develop, I guess, like the passion for producing. And first of all, wait, did you ever rap first? Let's ask that question.
Nah, never. Okay. I mean, it depends on like, I knew how to rap and I could. I never actually like tried. Like I had like a little phase in high school where I would freestyle with my friends.
Yeah.
I was known for like, you know, freestyling at the lunch table, but. Yeah. I never really saw myself going far as like, you know, trying to be a rapper.
Yeah.
And not because like I wasn't good. It was more because just like, it was one of those things that at that time, you know, everybody was trying to do that. And I was playing like basketball and stuff like that. So I was just like, I'm not about to be trying to do
it. Did you have a rap name?
Nah, I didn't. I just freestyled. Oh, okay. It was just Nick.
I bet, yeah. Nah, it makes sense. Like you said, it was just, you know, something you was doing on the fly, and it was just like, whatever, you know, it was cool. So when did you actually develop the passion for and start, you know, producing?
I started really taking it serious probably like 20. No, I started producing it, like just producing in general, probably like 2012. Back in when I was in high school, I had a friend that rapped. And he had like FL Studio on his computer. And I always used to ask him like, oh, like, where do you get your beats and stuff like that? He would make them himself. And he just gave me and my brother, actually I got a twin brother and he's a producer too, but I get to that later. Cause that makes it a little bit more interesting too. So he gave me like the CD with like FL Studio on it. I had it for probably like a year. I put it on my computer. To me, it was kind of more like a game. It was like interesting. Like I had no idea what I would use it for or what the software was like, but I know you can make like music. So at the time I would just use it when I would get like bored, but I've been like a music connoisseur since I was like younger, since my mom had me coming up on like jazz to even like me and my brother like sneaking and listening to rap, because you know, up until we got to a certain age, my mom, she didn't even allow us to listen to it. So fast forward to 2012, I started up again because I'm like halfway through like junior college. I was playing basketball in junior college in Pennsylvania, and I was just like, I had it on my computer, and I made like one or two, and I let like one of my friends hear it. And he was just like that's actually pretty good. You should try like at least putting them out there and see what people say. So I made like a SoundCloud, like a SoundClick, and all these other things, and I just put like a couple of beats out there. Started using like Facebook to like network with like local rappers, but the beats I was putting out was actually like decent for that time, and it was sounding like pretty on par with what was out. Like my mixing wasn't like the best, but you could tell like the talent was there. So I like when I first started out, I had like some weird name like Nightmare Productions or something like that, and then I ended up changing it to Cartoon Beats. And I started to take it more serious. I got myself on Twitter. I started like networking, just following artists, like treating it like homework, looking for artists that's blowing up and things like that. You know, sometimes they would post like an email, and obviously you got to be like one of the first ones to send it, because in like 10, 15 minutes, that email is
flooded.
It's flooded. So I got my first couple of placements like that. The first artist, major artist at the time I worked with was a dude, Dricky Graham. He made Snapbacks and Tattoos. This was like as that song was blowing up. He needed like follow-up songs, and he was just kind of riding the wave to that song. So I ended up getting like three placements with him on his mixtape that was hosted by like DJ Ill Will. This was when Dat Piff was still like a thing.
Yeah.
So I started with that, and then I got in touch with like a bunch of people at that time. I got in touch with like King Los.
Okay.
I did a song with him called Fear. And I started to get like, I just started to land like, you know, random placements. But at that time it was like Dat Piff, like mixtape stuff. So it wasn't like a lot of like album stuff. And a lot of it was through internet, which is, you know, sometimes it could be hard to develop the relationship with the artist.
Absolutely.
Just emailing like back and forth and things like that. But, you know, that got me off to like a good start for a little bit. And, you know, I was consistent with it. I was working. I went to like a beat battle. While I was living in Pennsylvania, I came all the way to back to the city to do a beat battle. There was like, at some times, there was like A&Rs from like MMG and like some other places there. I ended up coming in like second. But yeah, I just started doing little things like that. And I stuck with it ever since then. And in the process of like that beginning time to now, there was like a lot going on. Like I ended up transferring from my junior college to a school out here on Long Island, played ball for like a semester, then stopped. And when I stopped playing ball, that was when I was like, I want to take, like, if I'm not going to be playing ball, I want to take like music, like really, really serious. And that's when I started putting like, you know, a lot more time into it. And then I just kept networking, and over time I was able to catch like a lot of people like right before they blew up. Cause I treat music like homework. I always had like a good ear. Like I knew about Bryson Tiller before he blew up. I knew about Post Malone before he blew up. I just had like a good ear finding like people that like really had like a unique sound. And sometimes I caught them, you know, and then sometimes I didn't. Like I caught them as they were blowing up, and then, you know, they're not really gonna remember, you know, somebody that's not really blowing up at the pace that they're blowing up. So that's pretty much how I got started. And, you know, I just kept it moving from there. So it hasn't been, you know, like a quick, like, you know, overnight thing. It has been a process. There's a saying that everybody says it takes like years to become an overnight success. And, you know, that's often true sometimes.
So you mentioned that you mentioned you hooped, right?
Yeah.
So like for me, I like, you know, played a little bit or whatever, you know, but you know people that hooped at a certain level, and they all would tell me, yo, there was always, they would watch somebody you know, whomever it may be, and they'd be like, damn, I want to do that, right? Like, was there a certain song, a certain artist, or a certain producer that you heard that kind of made you say, like, you know, I either want to try that, or, you know what, damn, I think I can do better than that?
Honestly, it was everybody that was hearing, because I have like a pretty distinct ear for like sound. And when I hear something, as long as I figure out like where I can find like the different sounds in my program, I can like make that same kind of music, but have my own spin on it. A big influence for me at that time was Jahlil Beats. He was one of my favorites, because he was, I loved the way that like his beats was like, he had like a knock to him in like an 808. And then he had a run where he laced pretty much the whole industry with like a single, and he was killing it. But yeah, I've been influenced by a lot of producers. One of the bigger ones was like Lex Luger too, and like Southside, because they were using FL Studio as well. And they took it like, you know, to another level.
Man, Lex Luger had a run, man. Oh man, he had a crazy run.
He took it to it. So he was another one like I looked up to. But yeah, I listen to everybody. I noticed there's a lot of producers out here that they put themselves in lanes a little bit. You know, they either like real heavy on like the boom bap and that's their style, or they're real heavy trap. And one thing I can say about me, which is what people will start to find out pretty soon as I have other things released, they'll probably be surprised. Like they'll hear me like with like a Lloyd Banks placement, and then like hear like a beat I did for somebody like Lil Durk or something like that. Cause I don't like to confine my sound to just like one type of music. You know, I like to be able to be like, you know, like have like multi like lanes where I can go with my music and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's ill. So as far as on the, like the production side, right, we hear the stories all the time about like rappers when they send verses to each other, they hear somebody verse and, you know, maybe somebody they look up to or somebody that they respect, they like the verse. Like, what is that feeling like for you when they hear the beat? Because, you know, a lot of times people like a rap song, they like the beat. The beat is what catch them. And then they start listening to what they actually saying. So it's like, to you, like what is that feeling like in that moment? What are you thinking when you send it to an artist like Ransom or Banks or somebody like that, and they like, yeah, this is it?
Usually I'm pretty good, but you have to be, if you're not, like, this is also something I learned. If you're not in studio with them, you really got to be on point and on tune with their sound and what you think they're looking for. Cause you could send something, they could be like, that's hot. It's just not what I'm looking for. And that's happened. But to answer your question, you know, it's like usually I have a good idea of what I think the person might like, but then like, you know, when it's always like a good feeling when they hit you back and they just like, yeah, like this is fire, like I'm using this. Cause even though like a lot of it is, it might be through like DM or it might be like through a message, but you can see the emotion and excitement sometimes by how they message you. Yeah. And that's like, you know, that's a good feeling. Actually, with one of the beats, Banks gave me like a response like that, you know, and it was like, because I grew up listening to Lloyd Banks, like I was like hype. I was confident that like, cause I kept saying, I was like, yo, I know if he hears some of these, there's no way. If he don't take none of them, I'm quitting. Cause that means I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. So
that's funny as shit.
Yeah. When he responded to like the first one, because I sent it like he posted an email, but I also sent it through his engineer, and then his engineer hit me up at like 3 a.m. and was just like, and this was when he had the first one, he was just like, yo, like we got something crazy. So
that's crazy.
Like, he was just like, you got like, you know, we gotta get the file situated, but you know, we got like he was just like, we got something like crazy, and like he was excited about it because obviously like Banks was excited about it. But at that time I didn't have any direct line of communication with Lloyd Banks.
Yeah.
I just knew, I just found out that I got the placement.
That has to be, that has to be super ill, like on another level, because Banks doesn't drop all the time. So when he does drop and you get multiple play, like you got three joints on there, you got Sidewalks, you got Empathy, and then you have Falsified with Ransom, you know, is on there.
Yep.
So to get three joints on the album, and then you got people like Swiss Beats saying, hey, this song is fire and it's a beat that you produce, like, that's got to be like you sitting back like, yeah, you know what? That's it. That's why I said he ain't give us the Hollywood shit. He ain't say, yo, dog, I'm out here now. Like,
the road I've taken just to get like where I'm at or starting to get now has been a humble one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's probably hasn't even fully registered like everything that's going on right now, or the fact that, like, you know, I'm a part of like a legendary project for like, you know, one of the greatest rappers in his like big return. Yeah. Like, to me, it's just like, all right, I did what I'm supposed to do. Like, now, you know, like, what's next? But going back to like the three placements, what's crazy is, the project was pretty much done. It needed an intro. So when he got the first one, which was Sidewalks, I believe that was at the time they were planning on making that the intro. And he, I know y'all heard the song, like, he went like crazy on that. So that's why he was excited. So the next morning, I was excited too. I woke up and I just tweeted. I was just like, I'm pretty sure I just heard I might have something with Lloyd Banks. And like 5 minutes after I tweeted that, he retweeted it and he followed me. So I was just like, oh, so this is done. Mm. So then immediately after that, because I got that one, I was just like most people are like celebrating and they're like happy. I'm just like, did he hear the other beats? Like, so let me go make sure you heard him. So I jumped right in his DM and I was just like, yo, appreciate you following. He's like, yeah, we got one. He was like, this might be the intro. It came out crazy. I was like, you still working? He was just like, everything is pretty close to wrapped up, but like, keep sending. He gave me his personal email. And then he was just like, yeah, when you get a chance, send some more. So I sent, it was an order that everything went in. First it was Sidewalks, and then the next batch of beats had the Empathy beat in it. And that was when I got like the response from him that was like crazy. Like, he was just like, yo, this beat is insane. I was just like, don't say nothing else. The beat's yours. Go ahead, do what you got to do. He recorded that. And then he hit me back at like 3 a.m. He was just like, we 2 for 2. And I was hyped. And then the last one I got, that was probably like two and a half weeks, probably before the project was even supposed to drop. That was like literally like a last batch. Cause I kept asking, I was just like, yo, if I can, I'll get like 6 on this project. I don't care. I was sending him like 5 beats like a day or more, making new stuff that sounded similar to the stuff I got placed. Cause you know, I wanted to take advantage of, you know, the opportunity especially because I know he is picky with beats. Because like his A&R was telling me, and his A&R was like, he was like, yo, you got like 2, like that's dope. So then I ended up sending like a little bit later, and then his A&R hit me back again. He was just like, yo, we got another one. So I ended up having like 3 on his project. And from what I saw, I'm the only producer with 3 beats on there. And a lot of the other producers on there, they've been working with him for way longer than I have, you know? So it just like, that was like, just like a good feeling to know that, like, yo, he really was rocking with like the sound that I was, you know, the sound that I was sending him. So that was, you know, that was a big deal to me.
What's that feeling like when you get the, you know, cause Banks is a legend, right? Like, what's that like when you get that cosign, that approval from, not, I mean, I guess not even just a legend, like somebody you even was just like, this is Lloyd Banks. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What's that like when you get that approval, that cosign?
It's just reassuring. And it, like, cause sometimes, like, you know, music is difficult. And when you're not getting the right responses or right answers, sometimes it's not because your beats are trash or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's timing, it's place, it's opportunity. But like, if that happens for a while, in a sense, you start to question, even like while you're sending, you're like, yo, is he listening? Is this just not what he wants? Or, you know what I'm saying? So to get like, you know, his nod of approval on not one, not two, but 3 beats, it just let me know that, okay, like, so I can lock in and know how to send in a pocket, because, you know, a lot of times it is easier to work in person because you can kind of read off of the vibes when you're going through your beats, whether they like it or not. Like, email is just kind of cold. They might say yes and no or send more. But it's a good feeling. I mean, especially for somebody like Lloyd Banks, who, you know, I could quote like all his punchlines and stuff like that.
You speak my language, man. Basically my favorite rapper of all time. Full disclosure, like my favorite rapper ever.
Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break down around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Nothing. I was just tired. I'm just stressed a little bit. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. And if you do, you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, if you get started today, you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment.
So hearing you say this shit is like, yeah, guy, like, go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah, I was like, he was on in the rotation with the like the CD players before games,
yep.
After game, like all that stuff. So it was it definitely was a big deal. Like even if it wasn't like a huge deal to nobody else, it was a huge deal to me to get
that's
like,
major. Placements with him. That's so, major, and like you said, not just to get one placement, but three. The fact that he is so picky, because when you listen to Lloyd Banks' music, he has a sound that he's looking for. And it's like, if you can tap into that and he fuck with it, that means that you, like you said, you on the right wavelength and you know exactly what you're doing. And as far as like you said, speaking with or working with rappers in person versus like, you know, through email and stuff like that. We spoke with Poobs from D Block, shout out to Poobs. And he was telling us about the process of like the locks, right? Where like Sheik would show up mostly with his stuff written already, ready to rap. Styles will actually come in and take a nap, but you got to keep the beat playing because that's how he work. He'll wake up and he'll be rhyming to the beat. And then he said Kiss will be like in the middle of like chaos, like dice games, they smoking, they rolling up. And then you think that he's not in song mode, but he'll go in the booth and, you know, rap something that just happened, or like somebody say something slick, he'll put it in the verse. Has there been any artists that you work with that may have had a kind of, not an awkward process, but something that was different, and you was like this is kind of, you know what I mean? Like you had to figure it out.
Not really. Realistically, I've worked with maybe like two artists in person in the studio.
Okay.
So a lot of it has been just like, you know, email. I've had like people go back and I've been going back and forth like with people, like if they need any adjustments or like, hey, you think you could maybe add this instrument? But right now I'm starting to get like into like situations where I can, because once you develop like the relationship, it's a lot easier to get in the studio. Because I understand, especially with everything going on like these days, not even just with like the coronavirus, just people in general.
Yeah.
Sometimes they could be a little like cautious about like, you know, in person in the studio and stuff like that. But if I feel like there's definitely a bigger advantage to working, you know, in person versus, you know, sending out through emails. And emails also is a game of percentages, you know? I mean, no matter how dope you are, if they're not checking their email at that time, they're not checking it. Or if they get other emails from people that they do know, they might skip over yours and might not go back. So, I mean, you got to really be shooting like 100% to get that small percent chance of the placement through email.
Yeah, you gotta treat that shit like you trying to get your girl pregnant. Like, you got to be a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might miss that window, nigga. You gotta go at that shit, man. Yep. So.
Yeah. But, I've been working on, which is probably going to segue into, you know, some of the questions y'all might have, but, like, I've been connected with like some people for a while, and I've been sending for a while. And honestly, I was happy that Banks was with the timing and everything. He was like the first big drop that I had like this year. Cause I have like other stuff floating around. I'm waiting for them to drop. But the fact that he ended up releasing that like first and at the time was that was a big deal for me too.
Do you have not necessarily a list, but you know, like that target group of artists or whatever that you're just like, you know, obviously I would assume Banks was one of them, you know what I mean, being that he's a legend. Are there others on that list that you like, damn, like, you know, I got to get a track with such and such, or whether it be hip hop, R&B, or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, just all the people that I came up listening to, like the Nas's, like the Lloyd Banks. I tapped heavily into like the Griselda sound over the last, the crazy thing is y'all probably won't even believe this. I really like the beats you hear on Banks' album. I just started really like cranking those out over the last 2.5 months. Cause I have to work strategically. You know, if something goes dead for me, like if I'm sending out trap stuff and some of those artists are like too big to hear it or they're not getting it, I'm like, all right, I've been doing this for like 3 months and I'm not getting nowhere. Maybe I need to, you know, switch my sound and see, find like an audience where I can get my beats to and get them heard. Before Banks, I was sending to like, you know, Griselda, like Conway, his camp. I got like 3 placements with his artist Jay Skies on his album.
Jay Skies is dope too.
Yeah, I got 3. I got to send like Conway a pack too. He hit me personally. He asked for a pack. So like Benny the Butcher's artist, Heem, I got like 2 tracks loaded with him. Yeah.
A pack of beats, just to be clear. We know what Griselda do, so pack of beats.
Let's
clear that up.
But I try to corner like markets like when stuff gets slow. And that's what I learned to do. Like if something's not working, like you gotta switch it up. You can't keep, you know, the saying, you can't keep beating like the dead horse. You got to like try. And luckily, like my talent allows me to do that, because some producers can't. Some producers are just trap producers. So if, you know, they get caught in a situation where they have access to like some Griselda artist, you know, and they need those kind of beats to send, they might not be able to, you know, to do like to make it. So you know, I'm blessed enough to be able to have that ear to where I can adapt my sound like right away.
Yeah, you know what's the ill thing about producers as well? And I wonder like if you guys think of it this way, but most of the time when you hear about a rapper's process, whether they write, whether they go in there and just, you know, kind of punch in, whatever, the beat kind of inspires them to rap a certain way and to touch a certain subject matter or whatever. So when you listen back to the song, not like do you take credit for that, like, yeah, he, you know, but like, do you ever listen to the words a little more close because it's your beat and you like, okay, this is what I got out of this artist?
Yeah, absolutely. I name my beats pretty creatively too, because as a producer, part of my process is making a beat that if I rapped, I would rap to, and if I wanted to rap about a certain subject, it would fit. It's like, so even like the thing about like the all three, like the, for example, all three of the beats that Lloyd Banks chose, like I made those like literally just picturing like the city, like the grimy parts of the city, like the, you know, the dirty subways and stuff like that, especially like the Sidewalks beat. And then he ended up calling it Sidewalks. And at that, the funny thing is I saw like the track titles. And at that time I wasn't even sure which beat was which. But when I saw like Sidewalks and I saw that was one of the tracks I produced, I like 100% knew that was.
You knew the one. Yeah.
That was that beat, just because of like the mindset like that I had when I was making the beat and like the sound and the feel of it. So that definitely does, it does play a role, because it's like, you know, it's like giving them a canvas or like a colored canvas, you know, to add to when you give them a beat like that. So. That definitely is dope. It helps, you know, inspire them to be able to write what they write.
At what point throughout the process, right, whether it be at the beginning, the middle, or the end, when you're, you know, when you're creating a beat or whatever the case may be, or finish the beat, at what point do you know, like, this is for such and such?
I start the beat with a particular like genre of artists in mind. I don't know if everybody does that. I can only say that's like my process. But I go into it like saying like, all right, I'm gonna make a trap beat, or I'm gonna make like a grimy boom bap beat. So I kind of know that like right away, because that helps me refine what sounds I should be using and like looking for, you know, because certain particular sounds is not gonna go in like a boom bap grimy beat. You're not gonna use like really super high pitched, like, you know, cheerful like melodies that you might use in a trap beat in like a boom bap grimy beat. So that's like how my process goes.
No, that's ill. So I want to run down just like the resume, like up to this point. I want to run down just like some artists, just to get the people more in tune with, you know, just like that range. You got Lloyd Banks, you got Freddie Gibbs, you got RJ Payne, Ransom, Chinks, the late great Chinks, rest in peace, Chinks. You got Crooked Eye, you got Roscoe Dash, Mickey Fats, like Bright, like that's an ill, you know, roster just to have under your belt. And it's like, When you started out producing, you know, I'm sure everybody has dreams of like, I want to get here one day, I want to do this. Like, what is success mean to you? Is it the resume? Is it I need the placement on a big album, or is it like just that connection with the artist? Like, what is success feel like, look like to you?
It's a bit of both, because, you know, obviously, you know, when it gets to that point, you want your music to be your bread and butter, your 9-to-5. And if that's what you want, you gotta have, you know, those big billboard, you gotta get those big billboard songs to get that money coming in. So, you know, to an extent it is about the money, but it absolutely is about like the art too. And I want my resume to be diverse. I wanna have like one of the most like diverse resumes as a producer. And some producers do, but again, like I want to be able to say like, you can't put me in a box and say like, I can walk in a room and produce a song for Lloyd Banks, but then can't walk in a room with Justin Bieber and produce a song for him. Mm. I want to be that person that can do both and then be known for being able to do both. So,
nah, that's, you know what, but that's an interesting, like you said, from Banks to like Bieber, you know what I mean? Like you can do a wide range of, you know what I mean? A wide range of shit like that. And it's interesting to me too, because it's like, I think most people might listen to a lot of music, but they don't see themselves creating that kind of music, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So is it ever a situation where like you might be listening to R&B and maybe you feel some of the lyrics that they saying, or you feel a certain way and you like, you know what? I'm about to go create a beat that, like you said, or I'm rapping on. So is that always how it comes about? Or do you just kind of wake up someday and just kind of freestyle it and, you know, you kind of just go from there and piece it together?
Luckily for me, it works. Like, it works whatever way I need it to. Like, if I have the mindset, or like I say, I'm running low on like R&B beats, I can like, you know, I can just tap right into that and start creating. And then other times, like, you know, it's still art. The music production, like you can have like a certain mood, a beat that describes your mood, like, because that's the crazy thing is like the beat, like you said before, that sets the tone for like the lyrics. It gives them, you know, the idea, the content that they could write. So if you're in a bad mood, you might make like an aggressive like beat. You know, you're in a good mood, you might make some a little bit like, you know, more like melodic and stuff like that. So it, like, at least for me, it does work like that.
Yeah. No, that's fire. Whenever you got, so we're recording this episode before Father's Day. We're actually going to drop the episode the week after, you know what I mean? But, you know, I was browsing through the Instagram and all that, and I see you have, you know, became a father. Yes. Congratulations on that. You know, shout out, you know, got a beautiful family. I know what it's like. I got, you know, we both got kids, you know what I'm saying? We do our dad talk, we talk like that. So what has that been like? You know what I mean? Like, what is that process of becoming a dad? Like, well, first of all, knowing that you're becoming a dad and then it becoming like a reality, you know, shit like that. Like,
oh, that was crazy. And that'll lead into like a lot of stuff. Like, you know, even like with music, because like my daughter, she was born, she's born three months early. Earlier than she was supposed to. So yeah. She was in the NICU for 2.5 months. So I spent like, you know, pretty much all the end year holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, going back and forth to the hospital,
yeah.
You know, hoping she was going to be, you know, okay. And, you know, God,
yeah,
God is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we got lucky and, you know, she's home and she's, you know, so far she's healthy. And, you know, it's been a crazy, like, experience because, like, everything happened so fast from, like, my girl going into labor early. And, like, it was just, like, it just felt like everything just happened, like, so quick. Like, before you could even process anything, yeah. You know, the baby was there. And then we was, like, back and forth. And then, and, like, looking back, it still feels crazy that literally for two and a half months, I was back and forth to the hospital. You know, like every day, but you know, being a dad definitely helped motivate me like so much more with like music and things like that to say that, you know, if I get this going the right way, you know, and this is my job, you know, you can work hard for a month and then take a month off and be with your family and really give them, you know, the time and attention and things like that. So, you know, being a dad, a new dad, especially, it's been, you know, it's definitely been like an experience to say the least. But it's been a blessing, a very big blessing.
Let me just extend the you know, congratulations, my brother. Welcome, yes. to the girl dad you know, yes. Tribe. You know, it's a huge responsibility. But I say this, bro, like, you know, I'm new myself. I'm only 2 years in, and there's literally nothing like it, man. You know, whatever. You know, whoever's listening, you know, whatever your passion, whatever your craft is, it just legit, like, you know, it's like you go from whatever it was one day, and then the next day, it's just like full-fledged, like full court press, you mm-hmm. know, on life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to extend some blessings to you, bro. And, you know, I just hope that you, you know, continue to tap in and channel that energy that you receive from being there, because you it's the love you're going to receive, bro. Like you know, I can tell you without ever producing a beat, making a beat other than beating on the table at the lunchroom, and you know what I'm saying, having my man flow to it, you know what I'm saying. I can just tell you, man, like you probably going to find yourself creating some stuff and just being like, holy shit, like how did I do that, man? Yeah. So you know what I mean, welcome, congratulations, man. I'm glad everything's cool man
absolutely. And that should help you get through them long nights too, man. Like if you up and you can't get something quite right with these beats and all of that, you know, or it might be a sound you hear in your head and you're gonna find that energy somewhere, and it's gonna come out of nowhere, because it's like you get this extra will to succeed, like even more, yeah, you know, nah, what I mean? Like
I already know what you're talking about.
Absolutely,
100% true. Yeah, it's, man. Like, yeah, I like. It's not even an option to not succeed.
There you go, exactly, man. Like you know, and like Jerv said, you know, extend those blessings to you, man. You know, happy. I'm happy that baby girl is doing good. You know, happy the family is good and everything. And you know, shit, man. Listen, I'm looking forward to everything you got, you know, coming in the future. You went from Banks to Bieber to this. I'm ready. Like I'm trying to hear you on, you know, with whoever. So you know, we gonna continue to support you, bro. You know what I mean? You always got some supporters over here at, you know, at Bomb, you know, Rap Names, Count the Dings, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever got a project coming out, you know, we'll support that, you know, is nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a few things. RJ, I don't know if he's dropped, he might even be dropping at midnight tonight, but I got got two records with RJ Payne. One has a Red Man on it. The other one has Inspect the Deck.
Okay, again, look, you speak Jerv language right there. You speak Jerv language. Yeah. I'm telling you,
that's all me right there,
bro. I got my fingers crossed and nothing's written, but I've been sending to Dreamville. I got some hits back from Kaz from Dreamville, so you know, I'm hoping I get on that album. And I do want to say before I sign off, which man, I do want to say I wanted to tell you before, I got an identical twin brother. He makes beats too. I live on an island. He lives upstate, but he's just as dope as me, man. His producer name is 800 Hertz.
Okay.
He's all over. Like you'll see him eventually, like tagged up on like, you know, my Instagram posts and stuff like that, because we twins, so we got some.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dope too. He's been doing his thing, and the crazy thing is like we're in separate lanes, like separate but equal, because like I'm like right now I'm tuned into like boom bap. He's been doing like going crazy with like drill,
Like
trap and stuff like that. But we both are like we're interchangeable and we can do, you know, we can create those things. So right now we're trying to like build ourselves up like individually, and then we'll do like a little
Come together. Game.
Absolutely,
man.
But I definitely wanted to make sure I shout him out on this.
Shout out to bro, man. Shout out to the twin and all that. You know, again, like I said, you know, we appreciate you for falling through, for fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's been another episode of the Rap Names Podcast. You know, you catch us every Sunday. Follow Bomb on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram at BOMM Podcast. Follow Cartoon Beats at Cartoon Beats, CartuneBeatz, right? That's what
absolutely,
it is. Follow us on there. Listen, man, go listen to that Banks album if you haven't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I'm on. Y'all, come on, y'all. I've been listening to that. I probably listened to that album 20 times, so I'm not even gonna lie. Like that's, you know, that's just what it is.
He's not lying, bro. He was through the album dropped at midnight. What's it? An hour and five by one. by 1:07 Eastern time. My man had a review out on the album.
It's perfect, dog. Like, and just to find out that like you did those exact beats is insane, because like those songs, like Falsified is in. Bro, like, rap, anybody that's just a fan of just rap bars, like, that's it. And that beat just, like, it's one of those beats where you like, nah, bring that back real quick, because this shit is, you know, it's different.
Appreciate that.
Nah, absolutely, bro. But again, you know, we're going to let you get up out of here and shit, man. Thanks for tapping in, man. I'm looking forward to anything you got going on. We want to have you back on in the future, too, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. I'll tap in with y'all for good Hollywood stuff over here.
Yeah, my man.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, bro.
All right, y'all stay up.
My man.
Thank you, bro.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only, price and participation vary, terms apply.